we're doing a clinical trial through the intergroup, CTSU with CLGB, looking at chemotherapy with the oral agent capecitabine versus standard therapy in women 65 years and older. And standard therapy in this trial is either CMF, utilizing an oral cyclophosphamide regimen a la Dr. Bonadonna, a la NCI for 6 months, or AC for 4 cycles, versus capecitabine at a dose of 2,000 per meter square for 14 days out of every 21 days for 6 cycles. Just before I came in here, I have an email that we've got 600 patients on that trial, which is our first cutoff for a Bayesian analysis to look whether to continue the trial or whether to stop it. So it'll depend, the DSMB will look at the data and look at the event rates. And if it looks as if the capecitabine regimen is highly improbable to be less effective than standard therapy, the study will be stopped. And if it's a slam dunk that either AC or CMF are better than capecitabine, it'll be stopped. If it's in the middle, we have it written to go on for several hundred more patients on the study. So we hope this analysis will be completed over the next several months and that this will be very helpful. But we still don't have lots of data on chemotherapy versus not in trials. The Europeans are doing several trials in hormone receptor patients looking at chemo or not. I hope they have better success than we would have with trials like this in the United States. But it'll be a long time in coming till we get these data.
And what's the total number of patients that you are thinking of recruiting or planning on recruiting?
So for the intergroup CLGB 49907 trial, we wrote the stats, so the minimal number we would accrue would be 600. And we'll do this analysis to see if it's futile to continue, either because the treatments are highly unlikely to be different or one is going to be better than another. If not, we'll go up to about 900 patients and look at it again. If we're still futile, we could conceivably get up to 1,200 patients, but I probably won't be surviving to present those data.
So there have been a lot of adjuvant trials that have had a lot less events than anticipated. Is that what you're seeing here?
Probably. You know, I'm the PI and I feel morally obligated as a PI to be, even though there's a DSMB, to be looking at all the serious events and mortality rate. And a lot of patients have just been put on in the last year or two. And the eligibility criteria have been relaxed somewhat since inception. So my gut feeling is the event rate could be lower. I don't have the numbers, and this is going to influence, obviously, the power of these analyses to determine effectiveness of either the standard therapy or the capecitabine.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. It's been long in coming to get to
really
the 600.
Excited.
Yeah.
Wow, so you actually might have some results.
It's true. The DSMB will look and give us a judgment. I should add that this is a big team event, this trial. The CTSU has accrued a lot of patients. And to me, not just the comparative question of the chemotherapy regimens is important. I mean, it's a great question to me because capecitabine is an oral single-agent drug. If equivalent to older, but we know effective chemotherapy regimens would be a great option for many patients.